And if you remember 1999, it was a bit like living through the end of the world. Apocalyptic from Paxilon re-events this fearful experience through an exciting evening of performance, music and art, and brings together some of Sydney's most provocative artists to examine, explore and reflect on the ends of the world as audiences are invited to revel in the trappings of life itself. This morning we are joined by the curator of Apocalyptic, Chloe Fournier. Good morning, Chloe.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm glad it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, it might be.
Oh, you never know. It is true. It is true, especially in this day and age. But this night is centered around the end of the world. Is this something you have always been kind of interested in?
Yes, I've been interested in that. I think we all kind of interested in it, and especially right now with everything that is happening with climate change and the rise of technology and maybe, you know, the end of human race as we know it, really, with all these robotics happening. So I guess I just wanted to create a night where all the artists were invited to reflect on what the end of the world is for them. It can be something a bit more personal as well, you know, like the end of a relationship sometimes feels like an end of the world. So, yeah, I asked everyone to reflect on it and make a solo for the night.
Excellent. And what is it about 1999 in particular that you want to focus on?
1999 was just so I was about 14 at the time, I think, and Nostradamus actually had predicted the end of the world. So I guess I lived this whole year thinking, oh, I'm going to die this year and, you know, how can I live my year very well, you know, so I enjoy every single moment. And, yeah, I just thought about it recently and thought, oh, I really want to bring that back, that fear of, you know, dying soon and, yeah, into an apocalyptic setting, I guess. That's where it came from.
I mean, I love how like people are like, oh, yeah, it's the end of the world tomorrow. And everyone's like, yeah, but it's already tomorrow in Australia, especially when you're talking with friends overseas. What is it about it in a way that, like, you know, that kind of that fascination with tomorrow, it is the end. This is this date. It's going to end.
It's hard to say because really we just have this sense of time. We created time, you know, for ourselves, really, because tomorrow is just an extension of the day before. So really, there's no end as such. It's just the sun rises, the sun goes, you know, and then it's the moon. It's not really an end, but I think it's just because we are scared. We don't know what tomorrow is going to be made of. So it's kind of, I think it's nice also to have this sense of it may all end at any time. And it was interesting to put it into a performance setting because with live performance as well, once you've performed your show, it's gone. It's not so much like an artwork or, you know, painting that you have forever, but a performance, it's just you have the night and then it may never be again. Mm. So it's a mini apocalypse, I guess, for the artist. You can't hold on to it. So I like this idea of not being able to hold on to things as well. And something that we should all do, you know, be a bit less materialistic and reflect on if it was my last night on earth, what would I do? What would I like to spend my time doing with who? What would I eat? What would I drink? I don't know.
I mean, we kind of got that sense a bit in when Hawaii sent out that missile strike warning. And everyone got texted, seat cover, you're going to die. And most people just kept surfing because they didn't know what else to do. Are you kind of exploring that? It's like, yeah, what do I do?
I guess on that night, maybe I think for me it's more about my ideal night. It was a bit of a selfish moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, what kind of music would I like? So the night will start with a bit of acoustic music, you know, because it's nice, this homey feeling. We'll be sharing some food. There's also a clothes swap. So the audience is invited to bring some clothes that they don't need anymore and maybe grab another one or just leave it there. It will be given to charity after the night if, you know, there is some clothes remaining as well. They're invited to bring some food to share because for me, the end is also about sharing. And getting this sense of community. I forgot a bit the question there, didn't I?
It's fine. That's great. So, I mean, I like a homey night in. It's the end of the world.
And then actually, then we just get a sense of more of a war zone in a way, because the war is a bit of an end, to an end to civilization, or part of a civilization, part of a world. So the second part of the night will happen in the theatre, where we take the audience through a little circuit. So the audience is divided into more intimate audiences, into groups of 20 people to 30 people, and you just experience each solo, one after the other. And then at the very end, everyone gets back together, and we've got electro music with Alan Isla and some visual as well. So something a bit more electronic. It's also about going from the acoustic and homey feeling to the more futuristic. So what is the apocalypse? Is it now? Is it the past? Is it the future? Mm. It's also this idea that I wanted to explore. What you know, what is it? Because the future looks pretty scary for us as well. So, yeah.
Scary place, yeah. That future. So you, as you mentioned, you have music, you have performance. Who are some of the artists that you're featuring in this?
There's a lot. So we have Ahmed Sadeji and Alex Apt for music. We'll be playing tar guitar and some drums, a bit more oriental type of music. We have Vicky Van Hoot, who's an Aboriginal choreographer and performer. She will be collaborating with Marina Wood, who will be doing some visuals, projections. We've got emerging artists Eliza Cooper and Emily Knight. We'll be presenting a new solo. They're very young dancers, and they're so talented. So I'm really excited to have them on the night. It's one of their first works, so it's great. I'm choreographing myself on a dancer called Ali Graham, and we'll be wearing costumes which are made by Marina Dupree, who makes dresses out of recycled material found on beaches around Sydney.
Oh, wow.
It's just something that I'm super, super passionate about. She makes these amazing pieces of art. These dresses are so beautiful, and yet it's very sad, because it's really it's for us to it's to bring awareness of really all the plastic that we consume every day. And these dresses, if we were not to consume all this, wouldn't exist, but it wouldn't be such a bad thing, really, because it's all that pollution and, yeah, trash, really. We have also Omo Bakley-Astrashan and Sharon Bakley-Astrashan presenting solos. We have Sky Gelman, who is a circus artist, and will present a new work. It's more aerial work. And then, yeah, Alan Ilsa will present a more electronic type of music. He's using air sticks, so it's like drums, but without using drums. It's very, very fascinating to watch. And it's really a performance, because when he moves, it really looks like dance. There's also a projection by Imogen Craner, and a bit of an installation work by Joanna Joy, who just come back from overseas, from Europe, and she's with a work called The Dolls Project, which is also very fascinating. I don't want to say too much about it, but you should definitely
so
see
excited,
that one.
Because Joe actually used to produce for us right on this show.
Well, right.
Yeah. Right. We always, when we see Joe's name, we're like, oh, what is she doing?
It's so funny. It's so sad as well. The work at the same time, it's beautiful. And we have Shannon Johnson presenting a painting as well, and Tom Christopherson, a series of cross media. It's a bit of painting, photographs. It just mixes different mediums for his art. Yeah, I think I haven't forgotten anyone. I hope not, because it's a lot of people.
I know, it's a huge lineup. Yeah. So how did you kind of like curate this group of particular artists?
Well, I choose people that I have a connection with, that either because I really like their art, or because I've worked with them before and I know of their practice, and they really have something important to say, I think. Also, they're all very different in the way they present choreography or movements, rather. They kind of complete each other as well. So they all had the end of the world as, you know, the theme, but they all have a different take on it, and, you know, different stages in their own practices as well will make it a very rich night for the audience. We're also using different part of the theatre. So I don't know if you've ever been at PACT, but we're using the dressing room, these mezzanines around. It's a bit like almost like a warehouse workshop type of theatre, black box. But we're using the edges as well as the courtyard. The foyer, everything is going to be shifted or transformed slightly to really give a sense of apocalyptic feel Very much more darkened than usual. We've just put some curtains up today. The space is starting to, you know, take form. It's very exciting.
Sounds very exciting and slightly terrifying. But Chloe, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER.
No problem. Thank you for having me.